Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day lives of the folks at Ashley Quarter Horses in Forsyth. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, an Ashley family friend checks out Lynn's 2024 crop of foals. Brent Morrison is a self-confessed cow horse fanatic. Married to Lynn's cousin Lisa, Brent manages a couple thousand head of cattle on the Circle B Ranch in Bighorn and a large feedlot in Hysham. It's a huge job for which he maintains 50 head of saddle horses. Today, he has a rare few minutes to catch up with Lynn and see his new foals. He's been riding Ashley quarter horses for more than 25 years and is pretty much always in the market for another.
So We're fanatics, but we're old school cowboys, and we use a lot of horses. We ride 365 days a year. There's somebody riding because we have you're either riding in the hills or you're riding in a feedlot. I'm still very old school. We still drag all our calves to the fire. We sort every day. We sort in the feedlot. We ride pens every day. When I started in this business a long time ago, I was going to do it the old way, and I've done it the old way, and I'm going to stick to the old way.
But it must work too.
It really works, and our cows are trained to those horses, working them. So we don't, when we ride to the pens, we don't tie our horses up and get a foot. We sort everything on horseback, from branding to weaning to loading trucks.
For this kind of work, you need a specialized horse, one that's good at everything. These are horses with even tempers, athleticism, and cow sense. That's a horse's natural ability to work with cattle, like anticipating a cow's next move, making it stop and turn, and maintaining control during a confrontation.
Well, you can make any horse kind of work a cow, but there's a horse that has that special instinct. There's basketball players, and then there's Michael Jordan's, and I want the Michael Jordan. I want that horse that when he makes that move, I can let him be, and he's reading it faster than I can read it. Even though he may be 3 years old and I'm 52, that horse is still making that move before I even think about it. That's cow sense to me.
Lynn Ashley breeds for cow sense and for the intangible qualities that make the ultimate ranch horse. His horses are big-boned and big-footed, born out in rugged pastures from bloodlines that hold up physically in rough ranch conditions. That's what Brent really appreciates.
I like a horse that's quicker-footed and can really read a cow when I'm sorting it down an alley or at a branding. And you can go rope a cow, chase a cow. He can be all jacked up, but you can stop that horse and count a bunch of cows through the gate.
As with any piece of equipment, the better it is, the better you'll be at your job. Lynn uses his horses day in and day out to manage his own cattle herd, so he knows they need to stay sound over uneven, craggy pastures.
First of all, he's a cowboy. He's probably one of the best cowboys I know, and when he tells you this horse is going to do this, he knows them from the time they're born. He knows the mare line, the stud. He can tell you what it's going to be before you even get it. He's lived a life. It's like a saddle. If I go buy a saddle, I can go buy one from the store, but I'm going to have somebody make me one that cowboyed. And he's going to know how that saddle fits, how that saddle rides.
For Brent, with so many horses and such a big operation, that's key. If one goes lame, it's like having a broken down transmission in your truck.
You know, you might leave the barn at 5, and you might get back at noon, you might get back at 5, but they have to be able to withstand that. I guess you could go buy a BMW and be in luxury, or you could buy a Ford that just does it all, and I want the Ford.
Next week, as the pastures cure with the long, hot summer days, Lynn starts the pregnant mares and soon-to-be-weaned foals on a nutrition program.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.